Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing to hear.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my pink on. I like to feel pretty sometimes, and you know I wear it not only in October, but I have it on today, and in the honor of the moment of what we're talking about today, and of these three beautiful, courageous ladies who are on the show today, good friends of mine, all three I love very much: Joan Pride, Paula Lovell, Judy Glazer, all three breast cancer survivors. There are others who are members. They're members of my brain trust. And all three, two of the three at least, was diagnosed and have survived during the time they've been a member of my brain trust. I've since discovered two more who are members of my brain trust. So, folks, this is happening. Ladies, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to throw out some stats here. These are 2011 statistics. The deaths from breast cancer in 2011, 39,520.
Wow.
39,520. Do you know that that's almost as many deaths as there are from car accidents? Mm. And do you know that if all those people, if all those people died in a jumbo jet crash, it would be the equivalent of 18 jumbo jet crashes a month.
Oh my God!
Now think about that. Think about that.
Wow.
I mean, if 18 jumbo jets were going down a month, you think we'd get that fixed, wouldn't we?
Yeah, immediately.
That's my point. I'm not trying to be dramatic or morbid. I'm just saying, if that many people were dying from plane crashes, somebody would be doing something about that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
How are we making progress? Do either one of you know about what kind of progress we're making?
Well, we are making progress. My husband has been in the research area for cancer for the last 15 years.
This is Judy Glazer, by the way, folks. Go ahead.
Yes, and I am so excited to let you know that he has his team has come up with an at-home breast cancer test that is under $40 that women can use anywhere in the world. They don't have to go to their doctor. They can take it to their doctor.
Is it the replacement for an in-office screening?
Instead of a mammogram, this is 98% accurate. It's like a cone that has it, that you put over your breast, and it lights up in wherever in your breast you have cancer.
Wow.
And so it changes color, and you can identify exactly the quadrant where the cancer is.
And it's been approved by FDA.
It's been approved by FDA.
Is it available?
Not yet, but we're hoping it is.
I got you.
It's going to be in the next year.
All right, so you'll keep us posted
on
that. What do you think, Paula?
Just do it once a year, Judy?
You can do it as many times as you want. It's going to cost, it's under $50, so you could just do it anytime you want. My mammogram did not pick up my cancer. I found my cancer in my breast myself.
Wow, self-exam.
So did I.
A self-exam.
Did you really? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So this is...
Talk to us about self-exams, ladies. Joan?
Well, I had the same experience. Mine just seemed to pop up out of nowhere. So it's really important to continue on a regular basis.
So it wasn't there a month or two ago, and now it's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I asked the doctor, how could this have just, it seemed like it popped up out of nowhere, and he said, well, it probably did. I mean, they can be fast-growing, and in this case, it was.
Wow. Mm. So good, because with that kind of fast-growing, an invasive type is what they call it, I think. If you hadn't checked that and went immediately to get screened, you might not be here today, Joan.
Well, no, I didn't. My husband had to pester me to do it because I didn't believe that it was anything wrong.
As only Ray can do.
Yes, so I owe him a lot.
and Paula?
You know, mine was different. I did not pick up mine in a at-home, monthly exam, and I did monthly exams, but I went in for a mammogram, and it had been clear the year before, and it was always already 1.6 centimeters, and or 7 centimeters, I can't remember, and I couldn't believe how fast it popped up, but they say, I think there's something to be said also about the fact that it's that's in you for quite a while, and it hit the critical mass where it can be detected.
Right.
So, you know, I think mine just popped over the edge there within a year. But the other thing is, I really think there's something called hormone receptive positive, which I had, and there's a hormone receptive negative, which, of course...
What does that mean?
Well, it really means that you react and badly to that the hormones in your body can kick it off, and it's very bad to have taken or to take hormone replacement therapy, which many women, when they get into their late 40s, early 50s, 60s, take hormone replacement therapy. I think it is a terribly risky thing to do, and the science is not all in yet, but first wave of the science was that there was a direct correlation between that and increased risk of breast cancer.
Right.
In my case, I'm certain that sort of kicked it into gear.
One of the things I want to point out is that about 30 of the 39,000 deaths from breast cancer, more than 30,000 of them are from women over 50, and over 22,000 are women over 65. So you can never stop testing.
My grandmother who died of breast cancer, you know, didn't get it till she was 78, and she was dead by the time she was 79.
You got to keep getting screened, don't you, Joan?
Oh, absolutely. And by the same token, you can be fairly young when you get it, because
yeah.
I was 40.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, if you can look online, folks, you can find some of these numbers. The main thing, Judy, is to get screened, right?
Absolutely.
And it's easier than ever now, isn't it?
You bet. You bet.
And maybe with some new devices and some new things coming out that Judy's husband is working on, maybe it'll get even easier than that. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about breast cancer awareness, folks. It's that month. And we've got three of our ladies with us today to talk to us about this. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.